Hello, this is the recording artist Jay Arner, and you're listening to CITR.
You listen to Dunkin' Donuts. I don't believe it. It's incredible.
Hi. All right. That was Cindy and the Playmates from a long time ago, from an excellent compilation called Homeschooled, the ABCs of Kids Rock. Now that school is through, what are you going to do? You've been done with school for a long time, Becky Sandler.
I moved to New York when I graduated.
That was a good plan. It served you very well.
Yeah.
From CITR president to...
To working at Spotify.
Perfect. So 21st century. School is almost through for everyone here at UBC. There's a palpable sense of getting through it, almost there.
Everyone's wearing pajamas.
Yes. I have my jogging pants on. It says juicy across the butt. And I'm wearing a flannel teddy bear shirt. No, I'm wearing clothes. But I write my last exam of my BA tonight. That'll be very exciting to be over and done with in that. And so when school is through, I don't know what I'm going to do, but have a beer, I think. That's what I'm going to be doing. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. On today's show, a couple of Toronto bands. I was just visiting Toronto, so it kind of brought back some memories of some great Toronto bands that I've heard. And then a bunch of new stuff. A really funky new number from Warpaint. I don't know. Do you know Warpaint at all?
I know that Ceylon Torty likes them.
Okay. Like, oh, well, that's a good
sign. People
on
the internet are big fans of them.
All right. They have a very fun new dance number. And a bunch of other things. Some new Jay Arner, too. He had a Record Store Day flexi disc. But the most exciting part of today is that Becky is visiting. You're in town for a big wedding.
Oh, big wedding. Happy 5-year anniversary, Shannon and Norm.
Yeah.
Congrats on your wedding Saturday.
It sounds like it's going to be the party of the season.
Yeah. It turns out that I introduced them in line at the railway, but I forgot.
Oh. The things that come out as you're preparing speeches for such things. Yeah. So that's happening this Saturday, and you've been able to visit old friends the rest of the week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And collecting records. I hear there's a pile of Romok records somewhere waiting for me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the big release. You just missed it.
But yeah.
Romok reunion. It was very exciting. Were you in town for Record Store Day?
No.
No, okay.
No.
I was in Toronto. It was very weird. I went to a big record store called Sonic Boom, and there was a punk band, and they were fun. I missed this band Diana that I actually like, but I didn't know they were playing. And then they had an MC who was like this white guy who was freestyle rapping in his underpants about how sexy he was. I was like, Toronto is weird. I want to take me back to Red Cat Records and Zulu Records and cool Adrian Teacher crowd surfing in a record store. That's more my speed. But yeah, I was in Toronto for the weekend and a few other things, and it was reminding me, were you ever a fan of Blox Recording Club?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're sort of defunct now, but for a time, they were an amazing scene in Toronto, and it seems to me as an outsider, like Montreal, I have a clear sense of like there's a scene there, and in Halifax and in other cities across the country, but in Toronto, it always seems like it's just a bunch of bands trying to become metric, like trying to become big. I've never really known of a really scene there where like bands are friends and things like that. But Blox was definitely a scene. It was a bunch of bands that all played together, put out records together, and they did great stuff. So we're going to hear, first of all, Hank featuring the Hank Collective. Hank are kind of on ice right now. Jez, the mastermind, has moved to Kingston. Or no, Kitchener, and opened a coffee shop. This is what my people in Toronto tell me. but the music lives on. So let's give a listen to In the Middle of Crying from a compilation released 10 years ago called Toronto is Best. Here is Hank featuring the Hank Collective.
It was all a dream. And so I started laughing because all the leaves were really green. I laughed hysterically, it was the only thing that I could do. And now I am awake and I don't want to go on without you.
Why I get riled. I spent my teen years as an only child. Can't be my shit. lyrics till I was 25. Sick a proud odor of my grandmother's smile. And what is the difference to you anyway? I keep on searching, but I can't find a single thing to tell you to apart. It's a mark on a chalk, and what marks are maybe smart, but I'm not that smart. I'm not that smart. In my heart, I am far more sure to shark. Cut deep, better make another copy, cause
shit never sleeps.
Shake, 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 shake it off. Shake, 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 shake it off. Hands off, hands off, hands off. Can't touch it now. Shake, 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 shake it off. Shake, 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 shake it off. Hands off, hands off, hands off. Can't touch it now. Brother fuckers, sister fuckers, huddle in. Nirvana dudes back on the cover of Spin. We're on the freak Panthers in the get along gang. You like the Jerry Rubin of the D&D scene. And who put a little Benjamin man on anyway? I thought someone here was interested in partying. We can't do that now, and I don't see how you get around to anything. How do you do anything? Should we sleep in too? But we're not Rayman like you. Still do, even so you better change, cause you're always counting things. Let the fucking sunshine in! Shake, 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 shake it off. Shake, 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 shake it off. Hands off, hands off. Shake, 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 shake it off. Shake, 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 shake it off. Hands off, hands off, hands off. Can't touch it now.
Coverage coordinator.
Hey, this is Duncan from Dunkin' Donuts.
This is Robin Allum, Program Manager.
I'm Lucy Clarkson, and I'm in the Student Executive.
And my name's Steve. I was just standing out in the hallway.
Hi, my name is Brenda. I'm CITR Station Manager.
Hey, my name's Andy Resto, and I'm the Digital Library Coordinator at CITR.
My name is Hugo, and I'm the Volunteer Manager.
Hey, my name's Eleanor, and I'm the Sponsorship Coordinator at CITR.
This is Ryan Rosell, President of CITR's Student Executive. From all of us at CITR, we would like to acknowledge everyone who donated to this year's fund drive. With the help of listeners like you, we raised $39,201.79. And for that, we would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. You're the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. What is this even for?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for supporting CITR.
And fashion expert Jonathan Q, what fashion means to him.
It's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture. And that's been around for centuries.
All right. That was Daphne, which is a side project. It's another project of Dan Snaith, who is better known as Caribou. It's his sort of dance project. And Owen Pallett, formerly known as Final Fantasy. Lots of fake names, pseudonyms going around there. Owen Pallett used to be a fixture of the Blox Recording Club when he won the Polaris Prize for He Poos Clouds. He was on this tiny, it's not even a label, it's a collective in Toronto. And look where he is now, Oscar nominated and doing all that stuff. And he recently left Toronto. He now lives in Montreal. Before that, we heard the Barcelona Pavilion with the song New Materiology, using a bit of Roche Rumble by The Fall at the beginning there. Ninja High School before that from the album Young Adults Against Suicide. Thank you, Becky. It was kind of noisy out there. Robin, so
yeah.
That deep sonorous that voice guy. Just messing me up. That was the song Shake It Off. And at the top, we heard Hank. Ryan, you've joined us in the studio.
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well. Yeah. I'm still, I got the sludge going on in my brain. The post-final sludge.
You're waiting for everything to completely just ooze out.
Yeah.
All. Yeah.
In various forms.
Congrats. I heard you finished your degree.
Oh, no.
You're going to Berlin. Right. You have finished for the term. Yes.
I finished
Sorry.
Just for the term.
Put the brakes on that.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It feels like it.
Yeah, I'm sure. You wrap that up, and now you have a bit of summer ahead
That's
of
right.
you. And then you're going to be taking off, crossing the Atlantic for the continent.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then hitting the Autobahn.
Yeah.
Straight off.
Very good. Cool. And also, Becky is here.
Hi.
Have you done any... You do a lot of travel these days now. You end up going to
Stockholm, yeah.
That's where Spotify Central is?
Spotify is based in Stockholm, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really leave the office that much when I'm there.
You just go to the office.
And I know absolutely no Swedish. And I met a professional volleyball player yesterday who was based in Sweden all year. And he's Lena's brother, yeah.
Okay. No, I don't know. I met a female Swedish volleyball player. But
How
it's
weird
long,
is that? They have a league of volleyball players there. And they're also, I've learned about Sweden, my roommate loves Defense of the Ancients, Dota. They have the like world champion team right now. And I only know this because people outside of Sweden tell me, because I've been to Sweden.
Okay. I don't, what is Dota? It's a
computer
game?
Yeah, it's an RPG where you play on a team... And you have to capture, like, castle-y things, and you have costumes for your little characters, like warthogs and like, trolls. I don't
know. Okay. Fantasy, yeah. RPG.
You just got to smoke a lot of weed.
Okay, good. Perfect. All right. Maybe we'll take a look at that. We'll take a look at some screen caps after.
Oh, no, you got to watch the YouTube videos.
Of course. Yeah. Speaking of YouTube videos, there's a cool new video for a song by Warpaint. It's kind of they put two videos together. It's called Disco Very and then Very Healthy or so, I don't know, something else. But the song that I care about is Disco Very, and it's a great funky number. And I'd like to play it now. How does that sound to you guys?
Hit it.
All right, here we go. Here is Warpaint from LA with Disco Very.
Thank you. the facts and fictions, fiction. Facts are facts and fictions, fiction. Facts are facts and fictions, fiction. Facts are facts and fiction, 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 fiction.
All right. That was Patrick Crowley, an early disco DJ from a new compilation of his work called School Days. I thought it was appropriate because of the name School Days. That was the song Nightcrawler. Very creepy number. Before that, we heard Liars from their new album Mess. The album's called Mess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Mess on a Mission was the name of the song. Thumbs up from Becky Sandler.
Yeah.
Definitely getting the Becky seal of approval. And that, that I thought went really well with the War Paint song, which both of which have kind of an early 2000 DFA disco vibe. So, good stuff. Yeah. Next up, I'm going to play some Jay Arner. He had a Record Store Day Flexi 7-inch out. So we're going to hear the song TSATS, which stands for Throw Shit at the Sky.
Of course it does.
I thought that was very funny. You've seen Jay Arner play in New York a bunch,
yes,
haven't you?
Yeah. I have.
Yeah, that must be pretty fun to, as someone who was a fixture of the Vancouver scene, to now be kind of like a stop-off in the call. Like, you know, like, it's like, you know, you get to see all these pals come through town.
It's stressful, though, because I really want them to be as popular in New York as they are here. I actually booked a Jay Arner show.
Right.
And they made, like, $40. And
yeah,
it just feels bad.
It's a tough town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of my roommate, I got banned from having guests
because
there was a week where Babysitter, Slam Dunk, and Weed all toured through.
Yeah.
And my roommate was just like, it smells so bad.
And they're all such great boys. I know. Caitlin. Yeah.
Yeah, and Jay Arner was there like around the same time.
Right.
They're really good guests.
Yes.
They're like the best of all the bands I've had stay. I think they are the kindest and most thoughtful.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully this flexi disc is going to just, or flexi disc, a flexi record, whatever, it's just going to make a big splash in New York, and the next time they're there,
yeah,
they're going to sell out Chase
Theater. Something going on the internet where
yeah.
people like bands. So.
Yeah. TSATS. Here we go. Jay Arner.
Life's become Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell!
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
right. That was Old and Weird from Halifax with the song Lamp from a 7-inch they have called With the Band Moon. Good stuff. Before that, we heard Each Other from Montreal. Their new album is called Being Elastic. That was a song about the crowd. Before that, Mormon Crosses. They played last night at the Red Gate with Tough Age and a bunch of other folks. That sounded. I wish I could have been there, but I wasn't there. It sounded like a lot of fun, and I saw them a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, they're great. They opened for Babysitter before Babysitter left town. And then at the top, we heard Jay Arner with the new song T-S-A-T-S. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. I'm going to close things out with a new or a previously unreleased Bikini Kill song called Girl Soldier from the reissue of Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. So that appeared online a little while ago and very cool. All of the Bikini Kill stuff is being reissued by Bikini Kill Records. And there's a new documentary out about Julie Ruin. Kathleen Hanna, and her new band is coming to town soon, so lots of good news on that front.
Tons of stuff to spend money on.
Yes, yes. thanks so much for coming in, Becky. It's always a pleasure to have you come by the station.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and so are you the maid of honor?
No.
Okay. No. But I'm you're definitely helping. in the circle of trust for the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've tasted the cake.
There you go. Doesn't get much more entrusted than that. So have a great, not your own wedding this weekend.
Yeah, and I'll be at the Courtney show tonight if I forgot to tell anyone I was coming to town.
Okay, yeah. And so the Courtney's with Watermelon and Dead Soft at the Media Club tonight. Go to that show. That'll be pretty swell as well. And you won't have to watch Tegan and Sarah. I'm kidding.
The Canadian, don't tell them that.
Yeah, I know. There'll be so much backlash. Yeah, thanks. Listen to the podcast at citr.ca and check out the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com, which I promise to update. Here is Girl Soldier, an old, previously unreleased Bikini Kill song. We'll be right back.
Welcome to The Terry Project on CITR. I'm Sam Fenn. The Terry Project is UBC's documentary radio program. Each week we tell stories about how research in the sciences and the humanities affects real people. There are some really obvious villains in history. There's Hitler and Stalin and Pinochet, and there are some less famous villains too. There are the executioners, the torturers, and the rapists, the people who make atrocity possible. But a lot of people connected to the most auspicious moments in history fall into a murkier category. They aren't clearly heroes or villains, they're complicated, and it's hard to know how to tell stories about these people. How do they fit into our history? On today's show, we are working with a journalist named Megan Mast to bring you the story of the Sisters of St. Anne. These are the women who administered Indian residential schools in British Columbia and Alberta. Until now, they haven't shared their side of the story about these infamous places.
In the 1870s, the Canadian government launched a program to make Indigenous people more like white people. They forced kids to leave their parents and live in residential schools. These schools were run by Catholic and Protestant churches on behalf of the federal government, and the last school closed in the 1990s. Today, some historians, activists, and journalists say that the residential schools were an act of genocide. They are one of the most egregious abuses of human rights in Canadian history, and they have left an enduring legacy of alienation, poverty, and abuse on Canada's Indigenous population. But some of the people who worked in these schools say the story isn't that simple.
It wasn't all abuse. There needs to be a restoration of balance. My name is Beverly Mitchell. My mother died when she was 38, and I went to boarding school. I found Catholicism.